within the simulation, the search for the creator. Chapter 1, the game begins. In a small cafe nestled in the heart of the city, two strangers, Trey and Fatima, meet by chance, or perhaps by design. They think they're just two ordinary people with ordinary lives, but today a spark will ignite that changes everything. Fatima enters. A female who is curious, soft-spoken, yet has a slight edge about her. She addresses the man seated at a table working on his laptop. "Excuse me, is this seat next to you taken?" The man looks up. And his name is Trey. He smiles, confident, but polite. "Oh, not at all. Please, go ahead." Trey is a man who moves with purpose. His lean, muscular build reveals his obsession with self-discipline. His dark hair is cropped short, his eyes sharp and alert, constantly scanning the room. A man caught between the superficial world he despises and yet also needs to fit in with. Trey wears the signs of his struggle like a tailored suit that never quite fits right. Fatima, carrying a bag, hesitates before reaching into it. "Well, you look like you've got a lot on your mind. Maybe I should leave you to your own work over here." And Trey chuckles. "Always have a lot on my mind, but lately things have been feeling a little bit off, you know?" Fatima is a striking woman in her early 30s, possessing a beauty that turns heads. But there's a sharp intelligence in her eyes that goes unnoticed by many. Her long, wavy black hair frames a face that has opened many doors, but it's her mind that shuts most of them. She's a physicist, unafraid to challenge convention. Fatima knows that her beauty often obscures her brilliance, and it's a paradox that both frustrates and yet fuels her. Fatima leans forward in her chair, intrigued. "Off? And how is it off?" And Trey himself leans closer, lowering his voice. "Did you ever feel like you're living the same day twice, like one of those Groundhog Day situations? Little things. Like deja vu, but something far more real." And so the conversation begins, the first ripple in what will soon become a wave. The scene shifts to a garage, a mechanical repair shop several blocks away. The sound of a garage door creaking open, the clatter of tools, and a radio softly playing classic rock in the background. Timmy works in his garage. His hands are rough from years of labor, but he moves with the ease of a man who knows his craft. He's middle-aged with a bushy mustache and a thinning hairline, which he wears with pride. To Timmy, life is straightforward. Dinner at 6, bed by 10, and up at dawn to work with his hands. Timmy chuckles to himself as he kneels, tightening a bolt for a car. "If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, well, that's where the fun starts." A store owner calls to him from a distance. "Hey, Timmy, how's your porch at the house coming along?" And Timmy pauses, grinning, wiping his hands on a rag. "Well, slow but steady, but I like to take my time. That makes sure every board is where it's supposed to be. That's what my dad taught me. Every piece has its place." Timmy's world is simple by comparison to others, perhaps, and that's how he likes it. But under that easygoing exterior, there's something more, a curiosity he can't quite shake, a question he doesn't yet know how to ask and how to frame. The day ends as most do. A successful workday, the satisfaction of jobs well done or nearly completed. He returns to his house and to his beloved porch, which he carefully builds. The steady sound of his hammer is soothing, rhythmic for him, And he mutters to himself, "It's a funny thing, though. I sometimes wonder if I'm building just more than a porch." There's a pause, a moment of quiet reflection, and then he laughs, brushing it off. But for now, Timmy keeps these thoughts tucked away, buried beneath his simple, honest labor. Meanwhile, at a nearby yoga studio, Aravi moves gracefully through a series of poses. It's a break in between the evening classes, and she is serene, her movements fluid, almost ethereal. Her calm, her knowing smile, suggests that she sees things that others do not. Fatima arrives slightly breathless. "I'm sorry I'm late, Aravi. I got caught up with something interesting today." Aravi, calm and wise with a hint of humor, says, "Well, there's no rush, Fatima. The journey is the destination, after all." Aravi stands in the yoga studio, her dark hair flowing over her shoulders, framing a serene, thoughtful face. Dressed in simple white yoga attire, her movements are graceful yet deliberate, each gesture carrying a quiet strength. There's an enigmatic depth in her eyes, hinting at a wisdom that reaches beyond the present moment. The yoga teacher is a woman of profound wisdom and quiet strength, embodying an enigmatic mix of groundedness and mysticism. Her voice is soothing, her demeanor tranquil, but there's a depth to her gaze that hints at secrets that she holds close. Fatima is curious and asks, "Aravi, have you ever thought about reality? If it's all just a simulation?" Aravi smiles knowingly. The dance of Maya, the play of illusions. Sometimes what feels most real is the shadow and not the light." Fatima takes a seat. She's still several minutes early, but by her standards, she's late. Her mind drifts back to the recent conversation she had earlier in the day with Trey. He wasn't a scientist like she is, but his questions had a way of sticking with her, like a riddle that she couldn't solve. Aravi comes over to her, curious yet calm. "You seem lost in thought, Fatima. What's on your mind?" And Fatima, thoughtful and also slightly amused, says, "It's something that a guy that I was talking to in a coffee shop said. His name was Trey. It was about reality, actually. It was a casual kind of chat, but the ideas, they stuck with me." Her mind drifts back to the conversation at the cafe with Trey. She says to him, "Well, you know, deja vu, it could be just a trick of the mind, fatigue, or perhaps something that resembles what we might have heard before." And Trey shakes a finger at her in a playful way and says, curious, "Well, this was different, this deja vu. It's like it felt as if the universe was actually repeating itself, or perhaps even testing me, or perhaps us." "So you say it's testing us. And why would the universe repeat itself and want to test us?" "Well, I'm no enlightened master," Trey says. And Fatima laughs, "You could have fooled me." And he says, on a serious note, "But if in fact it was testing us, the first question would be to understand that that's a possibility. And the second one would be, why?" As the flashback fades, Fatima returns to the present moment, reiterating the conversation for Aravi. And the yoga teacher asks, curious, as students begin to stream in, "So what do you make of it all?" And Fatima smiles thoughtfully. "To be truthful, I'm a scientist, but I don't know. But it got me thinking, really thinking." And with these words, Fatima feels the first twinge of doubt, or perhaps the first spark of something bigger. As her yoga class concludes, the instructor says, "Now take this sense of peace with you as you step back into the world, and remember, Every breath is an opportunity to reset, to find clarity. There is a sound of participants softly gathering their things, light footsteps and murmurs of thank you. Fatima exhales deeply, the sound of her yoga mat being rolled up. She feels the calm wash over her, the aftermath of the class, her body relaxed, but her mind drifts back to the cafe and back to that mysterious stranger, Trey. Despite the calm she feels, there is something about that conversation that continues to stir within her. I wonder why his words keep coming back to me. Why did he seem so sure as if he knew something that I didn't?